but I really cannot remember. My heart was beating up out of my chest and I was cold. I must have left the window cracked. 25th of September and the winter's coming back. The house is unusually quiet and I'm wondering where Sabrina's at. By this time at 8 o'clock, she would have been pulling on my blanket saying, "Daddy, I want some cereal," wondering where her mommy's at. My door's wide open. I can hear the breeze hit the curtains. Wind chime hanging on the front porch singing. Sabrina must be asleep. I pull back the sheets, get up and walk toward a room in the hall. Not a peep, not a sound, not at all. The anxiety of a father is setting in as I turn the corner to a room. Her Mickey Mouse blanket's on the floor. She isn't in the bed. I take a deep breath, put my hand on my head. Relax. It's a game of hide and seek. She's in the closet. I know it. I open the door. Gotcha. She isn't there. The faint sound of the television from downstairs is playing some cartoons. She's on the couch, of course. How did I oversleep? Baby girl, why didn't you come wake up, Daddy? Not a response. Fear turned to frustration. Sabrina, answer me. Brina, this isn't funny. I ran to the couch, she's not there. I'm starting to panic and I'm looking up everywhere. Guest rooms, bathrooms, cabinets, under the tables, the attic. Wait a minute, oh God, no. I know she wouldn't go outside. We live so far back in the woods, she wouldn't dare. It's too scary for a little girl just to go bye-bye. I'm trying to escape my mind's eye, but my imagination is running wild. At this point, I'm talking to God. Please, Lord, please, I'm scared. Help me find my child. I run to the basement. Sweat beads on my hands. Pacing, thinking, pacing, thinking. Turn my face in. The screen door to the backyard's ajar. I run to the swing set. Swing set? No. Sandbox? No. God damn it, Sabrina, where'd you go? There's a trail to a pond that I take her to every day. Maybe she's down there. I run down the trail, it's about 100 yards. We usually hang out on the pier. And as I get close in, everything moves slow motion. A little white shirt on the surface of the water. She was there, lifeless, floating.
Oh my God.
The pain I can't explain, I couldn't see anything. I ran to the water, God, is this really my daughter? I picked her up, she was heavy, I held her tight in my arms. I took her out of the pond, I laid her down in the grass. I couldn't breathe, I gasped. Giving her CPR, she wasn't responding to it. My phone in my pocket, my hands are shaking, my vision's blurry. 911, I send the ambulance in a hurry. But it was too late, no telling how long she wasn't breathing. Her skin was the color purple, her lips were ice cold. She must have fell off the pier, reaching for a teddy bear. She tried to get out, she got wood under her nails. God, what did you do to us? What have we doing? I say my prayers at night. Haven't I been in concern? What did you do to my baby? She's mine, I give her back. You don't deserve her if you let her die like this.